Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. Celebrating Canes, FAU in the Final Four. Coming up tomorrow, you'll have all your coverage going on at WQAM up until the pregame, which at 8 o'clock gets going on 104.3 The Shark. But there'll be a lot of lead up tomorrow. Got a lot of hustle and bustle going on over in Houston at our Radio Row, Westwood One's NCAA Final Four Radio Row, which is brought to you by Binet Suite. To gain visibility and control over your business, take advantage of this special financing offer of no payments or interest for the next 6 months from NetSuite by Oracle. Head on over to netsuite.com/hoops to learn more. We will throw it to Hollywood, who's going to be on the pregame tomorrow. He's going to be talking to Jim Boeheim here in a second, so we'll throw to him. I believe we're going to talk to PJ Carlissimo later this hour. So we're bringing a lot of hoops your way, Leroy. It's hoops galore, dude.
Yes.
It's hoops galore. So Marcos
PJ
just
got that voice.
Oh, dude, he's got that voice, man. He's got that raspy coaching. I think a coach probably just has to be happy in an off season so they could just have some honeysuckle and just rest the voice a little bit.
I'm gonna ask him, what player got your horse like that?
Yeah,
there's always a couple of players that you just gotta yell at constantly.
So Marcos will let us know when we're gonna throw it over to Hollywood over there. You let me know, Marcos, when he's all set.
Will do.
In the meanwhile, I'll give you some headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck in a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know. Trucks.
The official looked to bounce back against the Mets tonight as they have Jesus Luzardo on the hill. We had him on Monday. Leroy was off, but we had old Jesus on the show. By the way, South Florida kid, Tua believer, Leroy. He is, I think it's a lefty-lefty thing. He's a big Dolphins fan, big Panthers fan, big Canes fan.
I'd say Canes, too.
Yep.
He's going to be watching
closely. He said he was going to go to Miami before that. So I did a... So he'll get a chance to go in front of the hometown tonight as he has some big aspirations for this season. Heat there on the practice floor. They're probably actually wrapped up with practice about now as they will look to bounce. I saw a stat yesterday, Leroy. How about this? Kevin Love this year with the Heat. This is from Simon Sperling. He's one of my favorite stat followers on Twitter. I'm not a big stats guy, but he puts out the good nuggets.
Right.
Kevin Love in his time with the Heat, 4 for 33 on open 3-point attempts. 4 for 33.
Well, he fit in better than we thought.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
like you want to just put that on Kevin Love? You can put those numbers up to a lot of the 3-point shooters on that team.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Leroy. It sounds like he is just absolutely fit in swimmingly. When Kevin Love was like, perfect fit for the Heat. He didn't have to go all the way that way, Kevin. I thought with him, some wide-open attempts. So let's throw it on over to Houston. Houston Radio Row, Danny Rabinowitz, who you guys can hear tomorrow. All the coverage getting going with Canes and UConn. He's got Jim Boeheim alongside him at Houston Radio Row. Take it away, Danny.
Robin, thank you very much. And we do have Coach Boeheim here with us. Coach, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Coach, I just want to congratulate you on an amazing career. And, you know, you don't see a coach spend that much time at one school like that. How did that come about where you ended up staying at one program that much time?
Well, you know, when I got done playing, I come as a walk-on. I worked my way in there and had a good basketball career. And I didn't know what to do. So I took the grad assistant job, coached the freshman, worked with the varsity, and coached the varsity golf team all in one year for $2,500. And stayed there, and then I became a full-time assistant coach in basketball, and then got the head coaching job. So I was at Syracuse for 61 years.
And you obviously had an amazing run of success there as well. Just ask you a little bit about that. Maybe some of the teams or players individually that stand out, some of the guys that you've coached.
I've been lucky. I mean, I started out with Roosevelt, Bowie, and Louis Orr, and we won 100 games the first 4 years, which hadn't been done at that time. And then, you know, over the years, obviously, Derek Coleman and Billy Owens, Pearl Washington, guys like Sherman Douglas, and, you know, obviously Carmelo. And you don't stay in coaches always ask me, young coaches, well, what do we do? I said, well, get good players and, you know, get them to play together and you'll be able to have a job for a long time. And I've always had good players and good assistant coaches. And it goes by fast. You know, it really does. It's like when you have kids, you know, they tell you how fast it goes by. And all of a sudden they go from 1 to 21. And same thing in coaching. It just goes by fast.
It does go by fast. And one other thing that's moving fast is the evolution of not only college basketball, but college athletics. Just want to ask you a little bit about that, what you've seen from when you started in the 70s to now where we're at the current climate in college sports.
Well, this is the biggest change period. There's always been some changes, but this is 10 times whatever any change we've ever had before. And Miami's a good example. They did a great job with transfer portal. They did a great job with NIL and among a lot of other teams. And it's really helped them. I mean, they put key pieces in, and you look at their team, their transfer portal guys, except I think for Wong, I mean, the main guys, and they brought in and they fit. And not just that they got them, but they fit together. I mean, we played our best game of the year against Miami this year. We're up late in the game. Mm-hmm. We're up three. They score. We're up one. They finally score to get the lead, and we have the ball and make a bad play at the end of the game. And, other than Florida State, which that was just a complete collapse.
Yeah.
That would have been the only game they would have lost at home. We led most of the game, really. Absolutely played the best that we could play, almost. And but they just are a team that can beat you with the perimeter guys, all of them. There's two or three Miller can go out there. Obviously, Wong and, the point guard. They all can do it. They're very difficult to guard. Our zone is actually better in some ways against them. They still score, but it limits a little bit what Wong does, or a couple of guys. But they're a team that's hard to guard. They really are. We were able to score against them. That's why we were in the game. But they're very difficult to guard. And I picked them to go to the Final Four before the tournament started. And I had them in Connecticut. I didn't get that many other teams right in my bracket. But I got those two right. And to me, they're the two best teams here.
It's been kind of an amazing shift. And we've always seen upsets in the NCAA tournament. That's why it's so exciting, right? But this year feels a whole lot different, doesn't it? Well, FAU, San Diego State. What do you make of this? Is this a shift in the dynamic where we're not seeing blue bloods in the Final Four regularly anymore? Or does this eventually shift back? And what do you think has caused this?
Well, this is an NIL transfer portal. That's all this is. Teams got good who were terrible. Teams were struggling. Miami was struggling 3 years ago. Portal got them there. NC State in our league, Pittsburgh in our league. They were at the bottom of the league. They ended up at the top of the league. It's all transfer portal. So you get these guys, and everybody can benefit from this. Everybody can benefit from the transfer portal. Small teams can. Mid teams, they all can go down below and get somebody to come up to help their team. So when you look at this, you're actually creating more good teams. And now there's a bigger likelihood of teams getting beat. North Carolina was pretty good this year, but they couldn't win in our league. You know, they couldn't beat these teams that went out and got transfer guys. And as a result, they didn't make the tournament, and they were preseason number one. So the balance is definitely there. We played San Diego State 2 years ago. They're a little different. They kept all their players. And so the team they have is the same team we played 2 years ago, but they're 2 years older. And, just more physical, better, more mature team. But now there's going to be more upsets in the future. It's going to be harder for the top teams to get through. They still can, but it is going to be harder to get through if you're a top team. And that they've always talked about this, but it hasn't really been true, 100% true. Now I think it's 100% true. Any really good team gets in this tournament can get to the Final Four.
Coach, you mentioned NIL, and I want to ask you about NIL with Miami. Why do you think Miami has gotten so much attention when we know that every school is
doing it,
right?
Yeah, it just became public, that's all. The only reason they got the attention was headlines in the summer. You know, came right out, the whole deal. Those deals are happening, but there's no headlines.
Yeah.
So I think that's why they got the most attention. You know, I said something about them in Pittsburgh. You know, probably shouldn't, but it's true that those schools help themselves with NIL and transfer portal. But they're not the only ones. I mean, everybody had transfer portal guys that was playing in the tournament. Some had one, some had two, some had three. You know, so, but they had the headline. And they have the one guy that's telling people, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
So that's why it's kind of hidden everywhere else. And I think it should. There's nothing against the rules. I don't know why it can't be transparent.
Yeah.
You know, but nobody really wants to admit that their players are getting this kind of money.
So where do you see this going in the next, let's say, 5 years, 10 years? How do they regulate this, or do they not regulate it and just continue with the free agency model after every season with the transfer portal?
I see no way to regulate this that I can see. It's legal. The Supreme Court said players can't be limited in what they get. I don't see any limit to it. It's going to be a bidding war, and it's right going on now more than ever. Everything I hear is about players getting agents and getting offers everywhere. You know, everywhere. Mm-hmm. Every coach I talk to, they're losing players or they're gaining players, and NIL's the driving force. I don't think anybody likes it. But it's here. And until the presidents decide we're not going to have this, I'm not sure even how they stop it then. But I don't see a change in NIL moving forward.
Coach, I want to thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate the conversation. Thank you so much. And congratulations on a great career.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Coach Jim Boeheim. Tobin, I'll bring you back in here. I believe PJ Carlissimo is going to come over and join us momentarily here. So I'll toss it back to you, and we'll get that set up, and we'll get back with you in a second here from Houston, okay?
All right, man, appreciate it. Danny with former Syracuse, or going to be some former Syracuse head coach, Jim Boeheim there. And as he mentions the NIL, yeah, he doesn't seem like a fan. Doesn't seem like a fan. I mean, he says nobody's a fan of it. I would say I am. What can I say? I mean, I get it. You know, if you were the king of, like, the way it was done, and you've had stars, like, you know, and you had an established program, and you've won championships, he's a champion. I get it. But to say nobody likes it, I like it, Leroy. I can't lie.
I think one of the things that makes great coaches great is their ability to adjust to the circumstances, which is their game.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, old coaches get caught up in, remember, was it Tom Coughlin when he was with the Giants? Like, they have to have a heart-to-heart with him and say, hey, man, we got to, hey, times have changed a little bit. He adjusted a little bit, and they won the Super Bowl. So, you know, one of the things that I would say about Pop, about Belichick, about even Spo, the way basketball started with Spo and the way they play it now, it's a constant adjustment. And great coaches tend to are able to adjust and continue to win. And I think sometimes when you hear these older coaches say, that's not the way it's done. Like, they just reserve that. I've been doing this so long, I can just keep doing it my way.
A great coach and one of my favorite broadcasters, PJ Carlissimo, hopping on with us here from Houston, as we got Houston Radio Row going on right now. Canes, FAU, both in the Final Four. So we're buzzing down here. PJ, thanks for the time. Really appreciate it.
Tobin, Leroy, good to be with you guys.
Yeah, it's great to be with you, PJ. Go ahead, Leroy. Ask the first thing you wanted to ask PJ.
So when I played, there was always a coach that started off the season talking like me and ended the season talking like you do. And I would say every player or every coach had that guy. Who was your guy? Who was your guy that you had to stay on and stay after so consistently that your voice just got shot?
Well, my voice has been shot for a long time because of that, but I had a different one almost every year. Unfortunately, I think a lot of our players would have multiple guys on the same team saying I was on them the whole time. But eventually I learned to temper it. The NBA was good for me that way. They gave me a little bit better perspective. And I know you had Jim Boeheim on before that. And, you know, people are used to seeing – they see the rants. They see you running up and down the sideline. And it's funny because you look at the two guys in the matchup. Danny Hurley's got a little bit – unfortunately for him, he's got a little bit of me. It looks like he's on his guys an awful lot. But his players love it. They're accepting of that, and he does it. And Jimmy Larrañaga on the other side is standing there with his arms crossed, and his guys are doing exactly what he wants. When they don't, he tells them, but he tells them in a much nicer way. So took me a long time to learn that. Danny for a while was one of the guys that I would get on too much, and but our guys got used to it. I think they were able to tune me out. And I always tell them, listen to what I'm saying, not how I'm saying it. So hopefully that message got across.
That had to be a cool thing for you to get to sit down with Dan Hurley. You know, the connection you guys have. What does it mean seeing this this run for him for you?
It's, you know, I've been so lucky. I hate to give Howard Dinneroff, our executive producer here at Westwood One, credit, but it's unbelievable. He had me in Albany, so I saw Miami's first two games. I saw Connecticut's first two games, and then he had me in Las Vegas for the West Regional. So I've been with Connecticut all four games, and I got to watch the Canes their first two games in Albany. So he prepared me for half of the Final Four, anyhow, the bracket, and it's been a lot of fun. It's nice to see Danny enjoy this. He's really done a great job since he's got in coaching. I remember I was out in the West, but almost all my NBA jobs were West Coast jobs. And when he first got in at Rutgers, and I talked to people back in Jersey, to a man, they all said, he's doing a really, really good job. This guy's going to be a really good basketball coach. And then he went to St. Benedict's Prep, which is a great high school program in Newark. Butted heads with his father even for one of the best programs in the state of New Jersey. And then he ended up at Wagner, where I coached for 6 years. So coincidentally, we were at the same school, and then, of course, Rhode Island and what he's done in Connecticut. It's great to see. He's an exceptional coach. I still call him a young coach, although he's been doing this for a while. This team reflects his personality. They play so hard. They play with so much emotion, but they're so deep. They play both ends of the floor. I mean, I really like Miami. It's a great matchup. I mean, ACC, Big East, veteran players of the year. I hope it lives up to the expectation. I really do, because it's got the potential to be one of the best semifinals we've ever had in the Final Four, and I hope it turns out that way.
PJ, I always wonder, like, when it's time to draft NBA players, they always go with size and go with bigs, right? But those aren't the guys that win the NCAA tournament. It's the point guards. And so I can't think of the last time a top five big won a national championship. Why is this?
Well, the game has changed. It's funny. This is an example of international influence in us. When we first started bringing the players over, and we were kind of ahead of the curve at Seton Hall, we had some great success with international players. And when I was an assistant with Pop in San Antonio, same thing. They were ahead of the curve. They brought guys in, and you have so many of the Dirk Nowitzki type guys, that these 6'10", 6'11 guys who could shoot threes, and it's changed the game. There's still a place. Zach Edey, there's no question. Sanogo, mm-hmm. Adama Sanogo, no question. Donovan Clingan, the freshman from Connecticut, where do you see him play? He's Woj told me about him years ago, same school. Woj is from Bristol, Connecticut, where ESPN is headquartered. And I remember Woj, I think Donovan was a sophomore in high school, him telling me about him. And I've heard too many people tell me about sophomores in high school are so good and how good they're going to be, but Woj was right on, as he usually was. You'll see a team with two bigs. I still think there's a place for those bigs, but you got to put a little asterisk. You look at Embiid, you look at Jokic in the NBA right now. They're bigs who can score inside. You can post them up and do that, but they can go outside and shoot threes. Jokic mm-hmm. in particular is such a great passer. It's unbelievable. So the skill set is just different now for the bigs. But I still think there's more of a place in college for a Zach Edey or Adama Sanogo and Donovan Clingan, who you're going to get a chance to see from UConn. So I was lucky. I always had a couple of bigs when I was at Seton Hall. I still am partial to having that, but your point is well taken. It's usually the guard, and most times it's the point guard that runs the team for a coach, and you can have more impact on a college game than you can on a professional game if you're a point guard.
PJ, if I could swing over to the NBA in just a second, for a second here. Heat going through a little bit of a rut right now. Been a very up and down season. And you mentioned coaching demeanor. Eric Spoelstra, he has like a kind of good bounce of that on the sidelines. We'll see him get upset when guys are lagging defensively and things like that. But after the game, he will never, ever seemingly rip his team, even when it feels like, man, they have been underwhelming this year. What do you feel like a coach, if a team that has high expectations that was in the Eastern Conference Finals last year just can't seem to get it together, how do you think he is handling something like that? Because publicly, he still seems very even keel, but I got to imagine it's just making him nuts that he just can't seem to get things on the track, even though the pieces are all the same.
I couldn't agree with you more. I don't think Spo's a good coach. I think he's a great coach. He's done an unbelievable job. He's had the best mentor you could possibly have in Pat Riley. But Spo has done such a good job. It's one of the reasons he's an assistant now on the Olympic team. The way he handles players and the way he internalizes exactly what you're talking about. He never hangs them out to dry. When you see the game, you know some nights that they're not doing what he wants them to do, and they're just not executing at the level that you're used to seeing the Heat execute. Still, I'll tell you, everybody's worried that they'll get it together. You think of Golden State last year, all of a sudden, like maybe a week, 2 weeks before the playoffs started last year, they finally got guys healthy, they were playing their best basketball, and they never looked back. When you have a team like the Heat with that kind of playoff experience, and if things do fall together, watch out. It's hard, though, when you play the 82 games. It's generally the team that's played the best over the course of the year. That's oftentimes Miami. This has been a very atypical Miami team. Can they get it together? I would never bet against them. But it's been a tough year, and Spo will get them on track, hopefully now, hopefully for this year's playoffs. But if not, they'll make the changes that are necessary, and they're going to be right back in the mix.
Well, we got an exciting weekend ahead with FAU and Miami in the Final Four. Some great games.
Yeah, boy, you should be pumped.
We are pumped up, and it's actually been a nice diversion from the Heat struggles, for sure, PJ. We appreciate it. Thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, PJ.
All right,
PJ.
Tobin, Leroy, great being with you.
There you go. PJ Carlissimo, you guys, of course, will be able to hear his coverage on Westwood One. Of course, we have the local call here. You'll be able to hear Joe Zagacki and Danny Rabinowitz over there in Houston. But, it's crazy to see what this year has been with that. And I got to imagine it is eating Spo alive.
We can see the frustration in his face. Even when he tries to put a positive spin on it, he ain't feeling that take. He ain't feeling it. You can tell.
You know.
But I would say this. Some of the best coaches for players, you may hear them scream all game, but they never go after players. But behind closed doors, they will. Behind closed doors, they will make players accountable. Because in a team sport, that's rule number one. You have to be accountable to everybody else in that locker room, no matter what sport. And if you can't be, it makes it difficult for you to be a teammate. And I think a lot of coaches that you see yell like that, but have the respect of the players, they understand that, oh my goodness, I'm screwing up. And the coach not calling me out. He may yell at me in front of the team, but I got to get my stuff together. And I think you see a few coaches that are like that. I mean, Pop always, you know, is after somebody, but the players all respect him. Same thing with Spo. There's a few coaches like that. You know, they for the most part, you don't hear too many players that dislike Nick Saban. And he's a yeller.
Oh, he's a yeller.
It's that other conversation. That conversation that when it's all said and done and you're out of the heat of battle and you have that man-to-man talk to your players where they understand and you explain where you're coming from with that. And I think those are the signs of great coaches. Those are the signs of coaches that can relate to their players and try to get the most out of them.
All right, we'll take a quick break here on the show. By the way, if you want to go right now, Heat Magic. Got a pair of tickets right now. If you guys want to go, caller 6 to 305-567-0560. Caller 6 can get a pair of tickets to Heat and Magic, the regular season finale for Miami. Caller 6 to 305-567-0560. We'll take a quick break. Back with more after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And a 5-2 Panthers lead now with 19.3 seconds to go in period number three. A few hats making their ways onto the ice here at Bell Center. Matthew Tkachuk with the hat trick on the road this evening.
Doug Plagan to the call last night on 560 WQAM. Listened to a lot of that game on the way home from the Marlins. I was listening to Plagan's call. My phone ran out of battery, so I was like, oh
relatable.
What?
We listened. I ran out of juice, dude.
Relatable.
My phone has never run out of juice.
You're not on the phone like I'm on
the
phone.
You don't even know how to use it, Leroy. I saw you taking a selfie about yesterday, dude. It was brutal.
He was taking a selfie?
With us, remember, it was all three were trying to take the group picture, and his
good. And guess what? We don't even have the selfie.
Didn't work out. Did not work out.
Well, I was holding it, but I was trying to hit the thing and it was hitting with my nail.
Yeah.
And the more he held it, the less I was in the shot.
Yep.
Because I'm the shortest one out of everyone.
It's true. A fan
so
came
all,
by.
All you see is this, and I'm trying to like. Getting a shot.
A fan came by and Leroy tried to teach him how to do selfies. He was taking the selfie with the side button. You know, you can use the side button.
It was a fun day yesterday. Does Leroy know how to use technology? Of course not.
No. What? Are you kidding me? I'm a technological wizard.
Okay, dude.
What?
You're closer to a Washington wizard. You're closer to a Washington wizard than you are a technological wizard. I could see you starting next to Gilbert Arenas faster than you downloading the new iPhone update. What are you talking about? I'm a technological wizard.
I don't do no updates where they tell me your phone will be shut down for 2 hours.
I don't do the updates either.
I hopped on that update because they told me the goose emoji was going to be ready. I was like, what?
Goose emoji?
Yeah, there's a goose. Now I got my emoji for gooseies, dude. It's exciting. So the new iPhone update has gooses.
So that was the update they sent you? Hey, Tobes, goosey coming in.
People let me. I'm the same with you. I'll ignore the updates for a while. But then when they were telling me, people were like, Tobes, goose emoji. I said, I'm hopping on that. Let's get that updated. Speaking of updated, let's give you a cat update here brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. What do you got there, Marcos?
I got a kiwi guava, the good one. The original good one.
Delicious. This cat update brought to you by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers.
Yeah, he only put his in the freezer again.
That's not true.
He did it again.
That's not true, you bastard.
You might have. Did you?
I swear to God, I did double freezer. He's lying.
I got a blow on it.
You are a bastard.
Hot in it.
I was not inconsiderate this time.
You didn't throw it in the freezer. He's drinking a hot toddy.
As Marcos played coming in, Matthew Tkachuk hat trick last night. So the Panthers get one over the Canadiens. And still a point back, though. The Penguins beat the Predators last night 2-0. So they got to get one. They got the Blue Jackets coming up tomorrow. They stink. So Panthers, come on, man. Great job by Alex Lyon the last two. This guy came up last minute and has been standing on his head these last two games because Bob's been sick. So
isn't that the same Lyon we were complaining about a month ago?
I know, but he's rallied. Big. He's kept playoff chances alive.
Mufasa returns.
Hey, sports, right?
No.
Come on.
Not from the players, but from yours.
What? What do you mean?
Because we're so quick to call people bums.
I didn't call him a bum.
No, I did. It's my fault. I mean, he wasn't playing.
That guy's at the highest level of hockey.
Leroy,
bum could he really be?
Leroy, believe me when I tell you, I have never in my life had a hot take about Alex Lyon.
Right. If he came and slapped me in the face, I wouldn't know who it was. Unless he had a couple of teeth missing. I'd be like, ooh, you play hockey.
Speaking of in the teeth, let's move on to this. Did you see last night? Thanos Antetokounmpo headbutt Blake Griffin.
Whoa!
What this guy is? This guy is a menace.
Wow!
This guy is a menace. He's only allowed to do whatever he wants in this league because his brother's the Greek freak.
It's true.
Did he get kicked out?
Yes, he got kicked out. You can't headbutt somebody.
So he just headbutted him?
Headbutt him!
I know. Who got hit? Who got elbowed in the face and there was blood everywhere?
I don't know.
Recently?
Yeah, last night.
Whoa!
Oh, from Milwaukee. It was, well, he had too many teeth, so that's probably why he busted.
Oh, Middleton.
Middleton.
Huh.
You see Middleton get elbowed in the face and just blood everywhere.
Oh. Yeah, I did see that. Jalen Brown hit him.
Oof. Yeah. Well, they won by 41 yesterday.
Oh, and he left the game.
But wait, you know what's crazy? I'm surprised it doesn't happen more. Because why, when people do the Euro step, they got to go like this? So he just elbowing people in the face.
That's
like,
Jazz
Chisholm's.
That's Jazz Chisholm's.
Clearing out.
That's Jazz Chisholm's home run celebration as the Euro step over the bag.
Yeah, I really wanted to see that yesterday.
We're good. How's about we get a hit?
I like how you have just already written off two players in one game. You're like, Mike Trout, let's get it together. 0 for 3.
It's your fault.
No, but I'm
you're
going to
lose Ohtani, Mike Trout. Let me tell you something.
That's not what I'm saying.
Leroy, Mike Trout
I'm saying if Shohei Ohtani has a great year and the Angels still lose, that heat is going to go on to Mike Trout.
It's not fair,
because
though.
Because you ain't going to question what Shohei Ohtani is
doing. Shouldn't it go on the cheapskate owner?
Cheapskate?
Cheapskate!
He's paying like $700 million for two players.
No, he's not.
Trout and who's the other guy?
It's about time he paid. You know, he this guy's been getting scot-free with this Shohei Ohtani. Do you think that I think Mike Trout's going to tell Ohtani, take me with you, please? Please? He's going to be like,
you mean
no.
Tando make a stink?
Oh, tag team stink.
Yeah.
And I think that Ohtani's going to look and be like, you made your bet, $400 million, boy. See ya.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, okay. So why wouldn't that heat go on Trout?
I don't know.
Listen, this is what fans do. This is what people do. Shohei Ohtani has 10 strikeouts.
Mm-hmm.
He throws one run baseball, and they lose, and you got a $400 million guy that went 0 for 3? Where do you think that smoke is going? I'm not saying it's fair, but we've done it all too much. We do it all the time. We do it on quarterbacks. Except it wears out. Because now, remember we used to always say they're not doing anything to help Aaron Rodgers?
Yes.
And now the last couple of years, like Aaron Rodgers can't win.
Yeah, it runs its course. I think it's, right. You know, if Trout were to go do ayahuasca and be a weirdo, I think people would like it. I don't even, you couldn't.
He wouldn't know. He doesn't talk. Yeah,
name me three personal facts about Mike Trout other than being a great baseball player. Can't name him.
Yep, he has the same last name as a fish.
I think I know he's an Eagles fan. I think I know that. I think that's the only thing I know about Mike Trout.
I don't even know that.
And that's
it. Again.
I don't even know what he sounds like.
Does that give him, because a lot of people don't know of Mike Trout, does that give him a free pass?
I guess.
Come on. You really don't think people are going to get on him after seeing what Shohei Ohtani has done and that team still not being able to win?
Maybe. Maybe.
Oh,
we'll
now you're not. Okay.
I don't think so, though.
I get a lukewarm possibility, perhaps. Go ahead, say your other line and make me just.
Hard to say. It's hard to say.
There it is.
It is hard to say.
Trifecta.
I did tell you what, though. You know who made it?
If God says anything at any time, I ask him a question, then it becomes difficult to say. Oh, can't say it. Hard to say.
I'll tell you, he made a good impression yesterday. That Luis on ice. Good first game. That dude can hit.
Yep.
Hey, you guys know this guy could hit? Did you know the batting champion could hit? That guy rakes.
I like the fact that Sneaky. We have guys that put the ball in play.
Yeah.
Not a lot of strikeouts.
Yeah, it was a fun game yesterday, man. I enjoyed it. I was in the dugout at one point. I was right next to the Mets dugout. I went, bums.
No,
you whispered?
I whispered it.
All right.
I went, bums.
You whispered it.
At the time, though.
He whispered it in his head.
Okay, somebody came out.
Bums. At that time, though, like the Mets did score two runs to take the lead back.
Oh, excited. Old jinxie poo. Oh,
I wasn't getting it again. It doesn't even make sense.
Every time you get around one of the sports teams, something catastrophic happens.
This is ridiculous. So I should just live in a cave, not exist.
You're on the field. The team loses a start by Sandy.
I will say, yeah, that was surprising. He was a little wild yesterday.
He was, but like, you know what?
Do you think
I would say this? A lot of his pitches looked really close. He just wasn't getting the calls.
Yeah, well, the play that got him out was like a seeing eye single. Like it got right between two guys. Like,
right.
What's he supposed to do? Skip Schumacher, though, he's got the look of a manager. You know, I saw him go out there, take him out of the game. You know, he's got the arm sleeve. It's a good look, old Skip Schumacher. Looks in command.
Way better than that Mets coach.
Bro, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Showalter looks old, huh?
Dude, there is a lot of Mets media. I was like walking in the tunnel yesterday when he was surrounded. I was like, what is this, the NBA Finals? Like when they talk about
New York, dude.
I know, but that's like when they talk about New York media, I was like, holy crap.
I've never met a city that just never wanted to be there.
Me and Jay got booted.
You did?
It was really hard for us to sit in the press box. There was a lot of Mets media.
And everybody had name tags. And so a guy came and said, you can sit here, but they brought a lot of people.
A lot of riffraff, a lot of New York media.
Because it was opening day.
Right. So we had to move, and then we, oh my goodness, dude.
I feel like you're
so this guy got a pub sub, right? Sitting next to us. He got a pub sub, but he had one of those little black containers, right?
Like, you know, styrofoam?
No, okay. No, like, the containers where they put your chicken tenders?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that container that's like this big.
He had it filled with pickles, and he would take a bite of sandwich and eat a pickle. So, J-Fig starts texting me, sitting right next to the guy who's sitting right next to her, telling me, damn, he's got a lot of pickles. And I'm like, looking up.
So you don't even have to look at the pickles because you can smell the pickles from seats over.
I hate pickles.
We smell like pickles. We're like sitting next to him. Tobin, he had, look, bite pickle. Bite.
But it was crazy because the entire container was filled. By the time that Leroy and I left, there was no pickles in that container.
Right.
That's a lot of pickles.
He ate a boatload of pickles and he was killing it. And J-Fig kept blowing me up saying, man, smells like pickles. Like,
I think I saw Pickle Guy on the way out.
Huh?
I think I saw Pickle Guy.
So. He...
Didn't you say Leroy was like, that's the guy with the pickles? I was like, what are you?
He was the pickle man?
What are you talking about?
Did he say that?
I just saw a big individual and Leroy's like, I think that's the pickle guy.
We got to get our clock reset. We got a little weird this hour because of all the guests.
Not our fault.
It's a little chaotic. So, Glenn, I don't want any clock texts, okay, dude? We're flying by. It's your radio row. Things are happening willy-nilly. Back after this.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Wow. Why are you playing this music, Marcos? Macho Wild Man is here.
I know he's not here, man. I'm just reflecting on...
Oh, you're just reflecting on yesterday?
It was such a great time seeing
him,
man.
A great time yesterday.
He was in his
dude.
Element, dude.
It was a great...
I'm really proud of you, Tobes.
Thanks. Yeah, I appreciate that, J-Fig.
You did your thing.
Like, I'm not even being sarcastic. I think
you're
you did
really
a great
proud
job.
Of me. You're genuinely proud, J-Fig?
I'm genuinely sure. proud of you. Why would I lie about that?
I don't know.
I promise you. I promise you.
I feel like
I'm
you could
lying.
Be setting up a trap with Leroy. I never know.
Proud that
no,
you're such
not.
A slow pop.
We're not in cahoots or
Hold
anything.
On. First of all, you're the only one that goes on covert operations to get people. Okay, everybody doesn't do that.
Interesting.
You think we like sat next to each other during the game and say, you know what? Let's get Tobes.
I was actually so proud of you that every time you came, I heard your voice. I went down running and I took a video.
Did
so.
You?
I did.
Thank you, J-Fig.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it was one of those things, you know, it was yesterday. It was funny because I got onto the field and I actually saw somebody that I went to college with who's gotten, she's a very successful photographer now. She's been a photographer for Major League Baseball for a very long time. Like, and she goes, ah, what are you doing here today? And I just like. I just had to think to myself.
Wait, could you imagine high school reunion? You coming as Macho Marlins man? Like, holy
shit. Oh, you're a very successful photographer for one of the major sports. That's cool. I'm going to be dressed in a wig later.
And indeed you were.
Success. And you want to know something? I'm proud of it.
Yeah. She took pictures.
It
I probably.
And she took pictures of you. So just.
Probably. Probably. If you guys missed the video earlier, this was in the eighth inning. After the eighth inning, going into the ninth, the Marlins wanted Macho Marlins, man, on top of that dugout to rally the troops against these rat bastard Mets fans. And this was the video.
Time rally. Let's get some victory, Slim Jims. Yeah! Let's go, Fish. Close this out, big rally. Big rally. Let's go. Yeah! Let's go. I can't hear you. Let's go, Marlins fans. Let's send these Mets fans home, set. Beat the Mets. Beat the Mets. Boom.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go, Marlins.
Fire up.
I didn't realize that guy, how confused he looked at the Jumbotron.
So, he was a little confused. Can I just say this?
Leading off for the Mets, the catcher.
The only people that really seem to be excited about that are all the kids 10 and up.
Oh, dude, the kid. And by the way.
And look at all the high fives
high
that
fives?
He got on the way up.
Well, they liked it so much, they had me do it again going into the bottom of the ninth. And all of the kids liked it.
Yeah.
The kids were like.
That's what I'm saying.
The kids, I was like, and that's what you do it for.
Yeah.
The kids.
So basically you're 2023 Bozo the Clown.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
They should have put a thing on and said, Macho Marlins, man, does birthday parties.
Oh, I could do birthday parties if somebody needed me to hand out, you know, Slim Jims.
Oh, expire Slim Jims.
I was like, I don't think they expire. I hope they don't expire.
They expire a year after
the
date.
Can I just say something?
Did you look that up?
I did. A year after the date. I was so sad.
Can I just say something?
Slim Jims are expired.
That dude been toting them two Slim Jims around for 2 years.
Oh,
and he pulls them out like he pulls out his Marlins Millar jersey.
Some
he got, oh, the jersey, the hat, the hair, the hat.
Millar
and
jersey.
Slim Jims. They all
I love
in
Kevin Millar. I love Kevin Millar. I got that one on eBay too.
Nice.
It's autographed.
That's impressive.
They're like, well, you're walking around with an autographed jersey. I'm like, I don't have any other sleeveless Marlins jerseys. You know, they're kind of a hard find.
For sure.
You know?
I'm surprised they didn't hook you up with one, you know?
Yeah, listen.
I
would like to be hooked. I do want to get one of those teal hats. I meant to stop by yesterday, but it was.
I was gonna stop by, but then like
we got a really old one right here.
I have old ones
too, J-Fig. My head's gotten a lot bigger since size 7
it's
hat.
Since we thought JR's club had a entry fee.
Yeah, we did.
Because the way they have it set up is like a rope. With a sign that says JR's Bar.
And so there's no arrows pointing to the direction.
You either know or you know.
We thought we go wait in line and then the bouncer come let us in. Like, no.
The bouncer.
It was a good time, though.
I can't believe you guys found a speakeasy in a ballpark.
Oh, it was nice. It was nice. I'd like to thank Robbie.
And now he's out
for that.
Here just publicizing it.
Yeah.
There's going to be a whole line.
Can I just tell you? Even if I tell you, you ain't finding it. You ain't finding that.
Lower level? Upper level? Where is it?
You'll never know.
Never know.
You'll never know.
All right, we got to take a break. Final hour of the show coming on up. We got to play a little You're Dead to Me. And plus, one of our own, one of our beloved, has been attacked. And I will not stand for it.
Wow.
Back after this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.